Blog Talk Radio. May God grant me the words and my gifts. The word, may God grant me the words and my gifts, the words to speak his thoughts. God bless. Happy President's Day, everyone. It is Manic Monday. Happy President's Day. Yay. Thank you so much for spending time with Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth this morning. I'm super excited. I just commented on Facebook that I get super excited before each show. Honestly, like people get nervous and get the shakes before going on stage or publicly speaking or whatever. I get super, super excited. So I need to learn how to really balance my excitement and calm down. But thank you so much for tuning in to this President's Day edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Really, this is some of you that usually are getting ready to go to work or school are at home chilling. And some of you don't get a chance to listen are listening. I know some will have to catch the replay because they're sleeping late. But one thing about it, that Katy Perry song, Part of Me, is definitely a wake-me-up song. I love that song. Some of you might say, well, Bethany, you've been playing it a week, so it's time to play a new song. But I was just honored for her people to send me a copy the day after the Grammys. So it's a pretty neat song. I loved her performance at the Grammys. And also, you all know the intro song was Around and Round and Round by my dear friend Morris Mills, who is still recovering from his trip to L.A., attending the Grammys and all the Hollywood parties and so on. So he's back in Chi-Town now. You know, Morris is a native of Texas, but we met here, and there have been two peas in a pot ever since here at a poetry slam that was at the now closed down. And, oh, Mr. Frank William Latham passed away last year, my dear friend Anthony's father. We met at a poetry slam in, I remember, September 97, and always been supportive of one another's goals and ambitions, and we love to songwrite together. But we do have, those of you that are looking forward to hearing the interview and the talk with Peter of EC Puffin Entertainment and Tatiana, the manager and house mother of Magic City Sirens, don't fret because they're online this morning. And prayerfully, we will not have any technical difficulties this morning, and feel free to call also. The number is 714-409-0614. If you have a comment or question regarding the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens, which is scheduled, well, it's already time, which is scheduled for this weekend, Saturday, February 25th, at the Alamo Theater, the historic and legendary Alamo Theater in the 3rd Street Entertainment District of downtown Jackson. And so this is a blast. We're all excited. Peter is excited. Tatiana and all the ladies with the Magic City Sirens are excited to be returning back to Jackson and definitely performing at a historic venue as the Alamo Theater. So I just, we're not going to talk about pretty much any other topic, but today, I would like to shout out everyone at Guitar Center. I had a blast this past Saturday, especially my instructor, Steve. I attended a recording class at Guitar Center, and it was regarding the new Apple software that they have on the market. And it was a blast, and I recommend you all to, if you have not attended that class, to sign up for it. It's every Saturday at 10 o'clock, and I had a blast. I posted a couple of pictures of the software and so on my Facebook page, but I definitely had a fun time, and wow, it's just, being in that store is like being in a candy store to me, really, but we're going to go ahead and do that and talk with Peter and Tatiana, and one more short shout-out, and that is to Martini, Ph.D. Another reason I'm super excited is, to have the honor of being a liaison and the promoter of this big hair event that is coming to Jackson. And Ph.D. of PhDSalonElite.com and Big D, y'all know how much I love Big D, he's on a tour, and He's coming in May. We have already confirmed a date and so on. So all of you salon owners and licensed cosmetologists and hair professionals, please contact me. We're going to provide more detail in the near future, but so you can be in the know, like early on, contact me via Twitter, Facebook, email, KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KultureShockEntertainer. TAINMENT, the correct word, spelling entertainment@yahoo.com. So definitely looking forward to that. I don't know if the date has passed where they were scheduled to appear in Shreveport, but I know definitely they will be in Charlotte on March the 26th and May for Jackson. So this is just amazing. So hair professionals near and far, come all. So I keep you in the know regarding that event also. And visit their website at phdsalonelite.com. That's in downtown Big D, home of the Mavericks and the Cowboys. Yeah, they're coming to town, bringing that flavor. But we're going to go ahead and talk with Peter and Tatiana. And we're probably, hopefully they'll stay past the showtime, past the live stream. And also, Peter's interview from Thursday the 16th is featured on my profile, and also I have tweeted out and have it on Facebook page also, because that was definitely a fun interview. So now it's time. We cannot wait any longer. Politicians and other news just have to, you know, wait till another day, because the day is devoted to two fantastic people, and that's Peter and Tatiana.
Morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are you this morning? I'm great. Happy President's Day. And is this Tatiana?
Yes, indeed it is.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Well, you sound great.
Oh, well, thank you. So do you. Good morning.
Thank you. We're very excited for you all to be coming back to Jackson on Saturday.
Oh, we're so excited. We got out of practice actually about 1:30 this morning, so we can't wait. We just can't wait to return to Jackson.
That was my first question also. I was curious. Yesterday I was thinking about you all, wondering how dress rehearsal and practice is going.
Well, now you know.
It was going all day long.
Yes, it was. That's right.
And you talked with them last night, huh, Peter?
Talked to Tots this morning right after practice.
That's right.
Sure did.
I said, what time is our interview in the morning? I don't want to miss it.
Did you stay up or did you nap?
I napped for a bit, but, you know, I was ready for this. So I'm usually up about this time every morning. So it was just the norm. Hop out of bed. I'm like, oh, where's my phone? I've got to call Beth.
Great. I mean, we're wide awake on this President's Day. Now, we're speaking
with
a special, special day. It worked out perfectly. A lot of listeners that are like rushing out to work are able to listen right now. But we are joined by Tatiana. Is it air or hair?
Hair.
Hair. She's the manager and house mother of Magic City Sirens. And the guy, the man, Peter of EC Puffin Entertainment, which is bringing the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens to Jackson. And if you've seen the performance during the Halloween celebrations, I missed it. You definitely need to come back, because the show is totally different than the Halloween show. So that's what I'm told. Every show is original. So we're joined by Peter and Tatiana, and I'm going to really do a lot of, I'm not going to talk much. They're going to talk to you all and tell you all exactly what we should expect, because I'm just super, super excited.
Oh, great.
So Peter and Tatiana, whoever want to talk first or whomever, what should we expect on Saturday?
I think that in reference to this show, I have to defer to Tatiana, because like you said, each show is different. So I can only base it on the last show. But Tatiana knows exactly what's in this show, so I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about what to expect.
Oh, goodness. Well, I can't tell you too much. I can't give it all away, but, you know.
I know. I know. That way I prevent me from giving anything away, see, so I let you do that part. No one will get mad at me.
Oh, I see how this is. Mm-hmm.
Well, secrets are amazing.
Sirens will be returning to Jackson.
Secrets are amazing, huh? I know the show is filled with surprises, and I just can't wait to see costumes and hear the singing and I don't know really what to expect, to be honest. I'm just excited, though. And I'm just letting others that have seen your performance before to go in expecting something different.
Exactly.
For those listeners that may not have been on air on Thursday, what I can tell you about working with the Magic City Sirens is every performance of every single number has been worked from start to finish, from the dance steps to the vocals to the costuming. The costuming that they do is absolutely amazing. That I can speak for without a shadow of a doubt. I have had conversations with several of the members of the Magic City Sirens over the last several weeks at 11, 12 o'clock at night when they're working on costumes. I expect these costumes to be nothing short of fantastic as always. The performers, I can honestly say I've never seen anybody that works as hard as they work to make sure that they deliver a quality show. And so all I can say is I'm sitting here, I'm going to do my best to make sure everybody in Jackson's at the show, because I already know they're going to get every penny of their money's worth, and they're going to leave the theater that night completely affected by the show.
No pressure.
It'd be different if y'all couldn't deliver it.
Oh, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, right. And it would be different if I were telling you anything that weren't true. But nobody that's ever seen them perform can say anything else. It's an absolutely fabulous performance every single time.
Yeah, because I was reading in the media kit how every show is customized. If it's
correct,
just a single act or a full-length cabaret. And Saturday's performance is a full-length cabaret, correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. We are doing, I believe, a total of 16 numbers before Encore. So this is a full-length cabaret. Magic City Sirens are out of Birmingham, Alabama. We are the premier vaudeville and burlesque review out of Birmingham, which is what sets us apart. We're not just a burlesque act. We incorporate singing, dancing, comedy, all sorts of little bits that relate back to vaudeville. It's a true vaudevillian show. We are a high costume, full theater production, and we have big sets, big lights, big costumes, big dance moves, phenomenal powerhouse vocalists. It is a show you do not want to miss. We are inspired by everything around us, including the legends that have come before us, such as those greats that have graced the stage at the Alamo Theater and to whom we will also be paying tribute during the show. And that is what captures us, the past and what's going on in our current lives. It inspires us in every direction, and we bring that together into what we present on a stage and give to our audience.
Wow, great. I'm looking at a photograph of Magic City Sirens, and I'm just amazed at the diversity in which the Magic City Sirens are comprised of. Women of all nationalities and shapes and sizes.
Exactly. We have currently 11 members, that including one apprentice. Our ladies range in age from 20 to 30-ish something. I'm not going to give it away. And in sizes, and in sizes from everything from a 00 to a plus-size woman, and everything in between. We have all ethnicities, and that's what sets the Magic City Sirens apart as well. We celebrate women of all shapes and sizes, and no one woman within our troupe is like any other, not in how they look, not in how they speak, not in how they perform. their talents are unique to themselves, and we want them to shine in their best light. Also, our ladies are not just performers. As you and Peter have been saying, we do all of our own costuming. So we have very talented artists. We sew, we sing, we dance, we create our own sets, all the artwork. We want every woman brings her talent to the troupe and lets it shine in its own way. And that is very special to the Magic City Sirens. You are not going to find a more talented and more intelligent and more passionate group of ladies anywhere.
Wow. So it's important for listeners to know that these ladies, the Magic City Sirens, Birmingham's premier burlesque and vaudeville revue, they are multi-talented. Multi-talented. And
very.
It seems like you all really utilize your talent. So there's not a production crew. There is,
that's
is strictly, the work is all self-contained.
That's right. We are self-contained. And that concept was the brainchild of Jezebel Von Jane, Big Mama. She's our founder and creative director.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she, you know, she has come across each of us and sought us out and brought us in and honed each of us as need be to have the arsenal of talent that she does.
That was my next question regarding Jezebel, Big Mama. How did you become a part of Magic City Sirens? How did you become the manager and the house mother? And
yes. I met Jezebel 4 years ago. The Magic City Sirens have been together for 5 years. And about 6-8 months into their performance life, I met Ms. Jezebel Von Jane. And in conversation with many other things that I do, and she asked me to come on board as house mother originally. And in that role, I help manage all the ladies, everything they need, make sure we have what we need for costuming, for performances, and help stage side, help get them ready for their performances. And then she discovered, someone told me you can sing. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm singing. But somebody told me you can dance. I'm like, well, yeah. I can dance. And she said, get on that stage right now. And then that brought me into the performance
about the split. About the split that you had
done. Yes. We were in a rehearsal. And some of the girls were working on some moves. And I said, well, you could put a split right there. And I did a full frontal split. And Jezebel went, do that again right now. Because I was wearing blue jeans at the time. So she said, do that again right now, right there. She says, that's it. You're in this number. You're doing that. And let's go on. Next. And I've been on the stage ever since. That's been 4 years ago. And
oh, my God. I love it.
I know. I work hand in hand with Jezebel. We to manage everything from promotions, such as Speaking With You here today, and our meet and greets. And I think we're supposed to be in a parade Tuesday night for a Mardi Gras parade here in Birmingham before we actually head out to Jackson. So you never know where we're going to show up.
Oh, wow. Okay, plug the Mardi Gras Parade. And the Mardi Gras Parade is when?
Mardi Gras Parade here in Birmingham will be Tuesday evening, and I believe it starts rolling in about 7 o'clock in Southside here in Birmingham. And we're very excited. It's the second year they've had that here in Birmingham. They brought it back last year after a long absence. So we're very happy to be able to participate in that as well.
Wow, that sounds like a big deal. Well, you all have fun tomorrow.
I can also tell you, Beth, that the Magic City Sirens, for their philanthropic work, have been featured on the cover of the Birmingham Free Press. Is that twice now, Todd?
Yes, we have.
That says a lot about a troop in and of itself.
It sure does. Aww. I have been checking out all the media attention that you all have been getting. That's amazing. So congrats on that.
Oh, thank you very much. And yeah, we try to give back as well. You know, we're very involved with two philanthropic organizations here in Birmingham, with Children's Hospital, because many of our ladies are mothers, and we participate. We do a charity event for them every year. That every penny we make goes directly to Children's Hospital, and it's usually a Christmas event, which this year we're going to do a little early. We'll do it in July. But we also participate with a group here called the Bama Bully Rescue. That is a benefit, is an organization that helps benefit pit bulls and rescues them from dangerous situations, socializes them, and places them with proper homes. And we have been active with them for the most of the past year. Several of our ladies own pit bulls, so this is an organization that's very close and dear to our hearts. And we love working with Richard Burgess and the people from Bama Bully Rescue here in Birmingham.
Wow, great. So they're great performers plus humanitarians. So that's a good thing right there. Wow, that's amazing. You all do a lot of work in the community.
We do. We
you know,
do. And then our ladies
with the Jackson, Peter definitely have you coming back because that's one thing Jackson loves to do. Get in community involved. So you all, every time you look around, you're coming back to Jackson.
We love you. We love Jackson.
Well, and
so
they're always going to be my first
A lot of organizations will be contacting Peter, asking him, hey, you think the ladies want to come back?
That's what we need. That is exactly what we need. I want to point out, I know we're getting close to the off-air time, I want to point out that the Magic City Sirens do have a Facebook page. If anybody's interested in learning more about the Magic City Sirens, they can follow them on Facebook. Each individual entertainer for the Magic City Sirens has a Facebook page also. And as you've learned more about them through the Facebook, through the Magic City Sirens Facebook page, then you can learn more about each individual entertainer as well. EC Puffin, of course, has an EC Puffin entertainment page. I'd like everybody to like it so they can keep up with what's going on and what news coming in at any given time to Jackson or to the metro area. Of course, if they haven't added Beth Nelson's Facebook page, I don't know what they're waiting on, but that's something.
Exactly. Also, the blogtalkradio.com profile is Culture Shock, KULTUREESHOKENT hyphen Beth. And you all feel free to contact me also, and I direct you all to Peter, but you can contact them directly, Peter and Tatiana, at their Facebook pages. And I see you all are on Twitter, too. I need to be following you on Twitter.
Yes.
And connect with you on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn.
They can also follow EC Puffin on Twitter.
Exactly. EC Puffin, don't you know, I love his enthusiasm. Boy, Peter gets you excited. Well, live streaming is about to end, but we're going to, can you stick around, Tatiana, for about 10 or 15 more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. The live streaming will end in a few, but we're going to continue the show on. So we thank you all for listening. And happy President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the live will be ending in a few, but you can continue to speak, Tatiana and Peter.
Okay. Great. Well, the show is, of course, at the Alamo Theater this Saturday. Doors open at 8, and the show begins at 9. It is a show you are not going to want to miss. You might even see a spaceship or a flying trapeze. So that's little tease I'm going to give you. I'm telling you. You will never see a show like this anywhere else.
I'm fascinated with UFOs and aliens.
then you're not going to want to miss this one.
That's exciting for me to hear something like that. And what?
You're not going to want to miss it. You know, and then we're going to be playing a very special tribute to many of the legends that have graced that stage long before we did and have been such a great inspiration to us as well. It's a show that Jackson's not going to want to miss.
Wow, I'm getting chills from that, just hearing that alone. Oh, my goodness. That sounds wonderful.
And, Peter, where can they find the tickets locally, Peter?
Tickets are available at Babaloo's, Tacos, and Tapas at 622 Dueling. And they're also available at F. Jones Corner on the corner of Fair Street and Griffith Street, which is down the block from the Alamo Theater. So if you can find one, you can find the other one with ease. We'll make sure there's plenty of security provided. And we look forward to a great night. We're trying to, you know, my whole life, I've told Todd this and I've told some other people, my whole life since I was in high school, I always wanted to do something at the Alamo Theater. This is the first time I've had confidence enough in anything that I've seen to feel like it deserves being performed in the Alamo Theater. So I think that this is a marriage made in heaven. I think it'll work out great. I think everybody that comes will be completely, completely thrilled by the performance. I was at the last performance for as much of it as I got to saw, because I had to move around a lot. But I was completely
being
thrilled.
Being a
boss
is a hard job, but somebody have to do it, huh?
That's right.
I don't know
that's
if I
right.
called me. I don't know if I called me the boss. I'm the guy that knows the boss, and I know when she walks on stage, and I do my best to make sure she gets it. And that's all I got to say
that's
about
right.
that.
Yes,
that's
that would be because of all day.
And you know when you're right.
That's right.
Tell us about Frankie.
Frankie Blue is our barker. She is the mousy one of the troupe, and we are very special in that we have the only female barker anywhere in the country in our troupe. And you will see.
Not even Las Vegas has a female barker. Because I'm
That's
thinking
right.
where must be the female barker in Las Vegas. But she's the
yeah.
only female barker. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to. That's a big deal. Okay.
It really
a
is
deal.
A big deal.
It is a deal.
Absolutely.
You might see a female MC, but not a female barker. That is traditionally a male role within the industry. And Frankie took this on. She's been with us for 6 months now. And at first she was like, oh, we don't know, you know, do you have to worry about going on stage shifts yet? And 2 weeks later we had a show, and she took over and ran with it. She truly is phenomenal in the mic with the audience. She loves to flirt with you. You never know what she might ask you to do while you're sitting in that audience. So you better be paying attention. Because if you're not paying attention, she's going to call you out in front of everybody and make sure you're paying attention.
And
wow.
I can tell you,
she's our comedic character.
She will do that. I have a guest. I have a guest from the last show right now that says, I'm going to be ready for Frankie this time. And that's
oh
all she says.
And I have
she
a feeling
says,
she's
for Frankie
probably
this time.
Never ready for her.
Oh, yeah. She's always at the ready.
Yes, she is. And wit quick as anything you've ever seen. So don't try to out smarter. Don't think for one second that you're faster than she is. I promise you.
Okay.
There's a douche up in town.
Tatiana, some listeners might would like to know what's the difference between an MC and a barker.
An MC might be someone that just comes on stage and introduces your act. Your barker is going to be intermingling with your audience. They are your comedic relief. They hype the crowd up. They get them going. They participate in that way, not only just to avoid the lulls within your acts. They might be the host and such as we will have some contests. During our show, we'll be having some drawings, and she will be overseeing that, some prizes that we have to give away. So she'll be asking for audience participation during
wow.
that time, and that's how our winners are decided, is through some very special audience and participation. And that is part of the role of the barker. She
wow.
basically is our ringmaster. She's our ringmaster. Once we hit lights up, she is keeping everything rolling in the way that it needs to go. And that is her role. She becomes the ringmaster directing the rest of the show from the moment the lights go up.
Wow. Well, it definitely sounds like this is a show you shouldn't be late for. So, Peter, what are the show times again?
The doors swing at 8. The show starts at 9, and we will start at 9.
Okay.
We will.
Because there will be drawings and prizes. Okay. Sound like you should not be late if you definitely love gifts and prizes like I do. And I know many of
you
listen to
all I can
do.
Tell you is, all I can warn is, Frankie's on the floor, which means you got to pass her
yes.
if you walk in late, and I
That's
do
right.
not want to be you.
Oh, my God. So
That's
you
right.
do not want to be, you. So, in other words, you do not want to be hilariously embarrassed.
Okay.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless you're open to that, and then she's ready for you. I'm telling
exactly.
you.
Oh, yeah. There will be a few that say, well, I'm going to show up late just to see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
What I've
okay.
heard of Frank,
yes.
I want to do that.
That's, I'll
wait,
have a rec.
Wait till I bring that to her attention. Wait till we bring that to her attention.
So we do have people like that.
Say,
that
really
I want to see this. Let me see if she's all due. I'm looking at her picture now, I think, and wow. I wish
oh,
her
yeah.
had
to Beth, you remember when we used to play the dozens when we were kids?
Oh, I never participated in dozens, but I know that game, yeah.
Okay. If there were such a thing as the baker's dozen, that would be Frankie. That would be
wow.
Frankie. It ain't going to be just a dozen. It's going to be at least 13. And it's going to be good.
Wow.
So
wow.
nice to see somewhere.
I would love to see her at the conventions for barkers. If she's the only female barker, I would love to see her with other barkers.
Yeah.
I think you'd love to see her more than the rest of the barkers might.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that's hilarious.
She is. She keeps us in stitches. She's our comedic relief during rehearsal sometimes, too. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. So you have to be at the ready because you're going to miss it.
Wow, I'm reading over different comments from people that have worked with you, and I'm just amazed
right.
at the people that just love working with you. Charlie Summerlin of Celtic Image Photography, Lee Waits of Birmingham Free Press. I mean, I'm just amazed at the good reviews that you all get. I have not heard not one negative review.
We don't want those. We don't want those.
Exactly.
Beth, I can tell you, as a promoter, it's my job to look for the negative reviews.
I know.
And I've been looking for a year.
Exactly.
So.
And I've had friends that are coming out to the show, and you know, everyone is into this Googling. Well, they're not just satisfied with all this information provided. Well, I'm getting ready to Google them. And then they come back and impress I don't know what. Like, I'm telling you, the show is a show you cannot miss. And at an economical price like that also.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
I
want to tell everybody in Jackson, I want to express to everybody in Jackson, this is one of the few shows that you'll ever go to in your life. And you'll realize, you know, I might have ripped them off because I got way more than $20 worth of fun out of this show. And I promise you,
absolutely,
everybody that I've talked to has said the same thing. My friend Diane, my friend Jay, who have both participated in the shows, my friend Nick, my friend Holly, that all participated in the last show. Can't give last names, of course, but they all participated in the last show. And they're chomping at the bits. They're going, I can't wait to go back to the show. I told all my friends. And
I'm still sad I missed the Halloween show. I know they're all original.
That's right.
I don't
want to
rub it in for you, but you are.
Yeah, if you came to the show in October, what you will see this Saturday is completely different. We do not duplicate shows. We may have a few vault shows that we pull out that are like classic traditional pieces that we pull out from time to time. But you will never come to one of our performances and see the exact same show from start to finish. In fact, everything we're doing for our show here in Jackson, minus one group number that is our signature piece, all the other 15 numbers are completely original for Jackson, specifically crafted and pulled together for the city of Jackson.
Yeah, because I'm feeling the vibes already, especially when you mentioned that you all would be paying tribute to those of the past that have performed at the Alamo Theater during this day of the early 1900s. That right there is amazing right there.
And that we would be soundly remiss if we were to grace that stage and not honor those that came before us. We are very humbled to be able to stand where they stood.
Exactly. and it's an important part of it, revitalizing that area and that theater also, just bringing it back to life. Because Peter made a comment last week or a couple of weeks ago about that he prayed that the spirits of the Alamo are impressed. And sound like by your performance, it sounds like just vibing that the spirit should be impressed.
I couldn't have put him in the Alamo if I didn't think they would. If honestly, sincerely, and deeply from the absolute core of my being, I wouldn't have put anybody in the Alamo that I thought would do anything to draw light away from the spirits of the Alamo and the history of the Alamo.
Amen.
When I met this group, I knew this group could bring it at the level that anyone that ever performed at the Alamo, if they were sitting in the audience, they'd stand up when it was over and give a round of applause.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot, because there has been some absolute magic on the stage in the Alamo.
Yeah.
You know, old movies to Cab Calloway's Big Band to, I could go on for days. Count Basie's played there in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, so I can.
And my mother's 80, and I love to hear her stories of going to the Alamo Theater as a young girl to see the cowboy movies and other movies.
Walking down on a Saturday night, my mother is in her young 60s. That's as far as I'm going with that one. But she tells the story of walking to the Alamo with her siblings and on a Saturday afternoon for the matinee, because I think she said it was either a nickel or a dime, and they'd walk to the theater, and they'd get a Diaz soda, and they'd watch the movie, and then they'd walk, and they'd leave, and they'd walk back home giggling and having fun and playing cowboys, because
that's
what they saw at the Alamo. So I look forward to stepping into the tradition of the Alamo, not stepping on the tradition of the Alamo.
Exactly. And you and I have, you know, shared the same dream of always seeing a revitalization and been a part of the revitalization at the Alamo Theater. So, yes, and for Majesty the Sirens to come and grace the stage is just wonderful.
And the Sirens are, as I said, just truly honored and humbled to be able to participate in that revitalization effort. We would love to return at many times in the future, and we really look forward to additional performances in Jackson where we can share our gifts with the city and bring them in for an evening that they will not forget anytime soon.
Okay. Well, it's almost time to wrap up. We literally have 35 seconds, so you two have the last 30 seconds. Thank you all for listening to Culture Shock and Attack Report.
Thank you, Jackson, Magic City Sirens. Look forward to seeing you.
And I can say thank you, Beth. Thank you, Magic City Sirens. And thank you, Jackson, myself.
And thank you, Peter, and thank you, Tatiano. Love you all.
Oh, thank you. Beth. I look forward to seeing you.
That's right. I can't wait to see you also.
Namaste,
Saturday,
Beth.
Saturday,
February the 25th. At the Alamo Theater, 333 North Ferry Street.
Be on
time.
Don't be late.
Night.